Hello again. This is Alan, with some of the members of the Bungie Poetry Group that meets in the Fisher Theatre, with just a few more poems for you. It's autumn, as you may have noticed, so we'll start off with Caroline's favourite autumn poem, which is not the one you might have expected.
This is Caroline, and I'm going to read my favourite autumn poem. It's by Gerard Manley Hopkins, and it's called Hurrahing in Harvest. Summer ends now. Now, barbarous in beauty, the stooks rise around. Up above, what wind walks, what lovely behaviour of silk sack clouds. Has wilder, wilful, wavier meal drift moulded ever and melted across skies? I walk. I lift up. I lift up heart, eyes, down all that glory in the heavens to glean our Saviour. And eyes, heart, what looks, what lips yet gave you a rapturous love's greeting of realer, of rounder replies? And the azurous hung hills are his world-wielding shoulder, majestic as a stallion stalwart, very violet sweet. These things were here, and but the beholder wanting, which two, when they once meet, the heart rears wings bold and bolder, and hurls for him, oh, half hurls earth for him, off under his feet.
So now we'll pass on from autumn to winter. Here's David with a wintry poem from perhaps a slightly unusual source.
Hello, I'm David, and I'm going to read to you a poem by an 8th century Chinese writer, Li Po. Loosening my sable cloak, I face white jade wine bars. Snowflakes melt into our wine, and suddenly it seems night cold isn't so cold. A visitor here from Kueyang calls mountain partridge. Clear wind rustles bamboo at the window. Peacock cries start breaking out. This is music enough. Why tell flutes and pipes our troubles?
And now here's Peter. And after that, we'll hear Terry.
I'm Peter. This is The Presence of God by Joseph Mary Plunkett, an Irish poet who was shot by the British for his leading role in the Easter Rising in Ireland in 1916. I see his blood upon the rose, and in the stars the glory of his eyes. His body gleams amid eternal snows, his tears fall from the skies. I see his face in every flower, the thunder and the singing of the birds are but his voice, and carven by his power, rocks are his written words. All pathways by his feet are worn. His strong heart stirs the ever-beating sea. His crown of thorns is twined with every thorn. His cross is every tree.
This is a classic poem of the sea by a classic poet, John Masefield, Sea Fever. I must go down to the seas again, to the lonely sea and the sky. And all I ask is a tall ship and a star to steer her by. And the wheels kick and the wind's song and the white sails shaking. And a grey mist on the sea's face and a grey dawn breaking. I must go down to the sea again, for the call of the running tide is a wild call. And a clear call that may not be denied. And all I ask is a windy day with the white clouds flying, and the flung spray and the blown spume, and the seagulls crying. I must go down to the seas again, to the vagrant gypsy life, to the gull's way and the whale's way, where the wind's like a whetted knife. And all I ask is a merry yarn from a laughing fellow rover, and a quiet sleep and a sweet dream when the long trek's over.
Thank you, Terry. Well, I'll now wrap up, back on land, with a little poem by Thomas Hardy called Proud Songsters. The thrushes sing as the sun is going, and the finches whistle in ones and pairs, and as it gets dark, loud nightingales, in bushes, pipe as they can when April wears, as if all time were theirs. These are brand new birds of 12 months growing, which a year ago, or less than twain, no finches were, nor nightingales, nor thrushes, but only particles of grain, and earth, and air, and rain. Well, that's all from us for this time. We hope to be back with you again for the Winter Magazine. Bye-bye.